That was Country House by Blur, just gone 11 o'clock. I am sitting in the studio with the lovely Jay Ryan, who is here to talk about his new show, The Ridge, a six-part series out October 21st on Sky Open, Sky Go and Neon. It's a bit of a murder mystery, possible murder. Two women basically fall off the cliff. Same cliff, years apart, and everyone's trying to work out what's going on. Is that the premise, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, you got it pretty much in one. Because it is a co-production between Scotland and New Zealand, we have the wonderful Lauren Lyle from Outlander, Toxic Town, Karen Perry, I think it is, as the lead. And she is a Scottish anaesthetist who also has a bit of a drug habit and is up for a misconduct charge in the hospital. So she runs away to New Zealand.
Good place to run to.
Good place to run to, just, you know, the other side of the earth. And she's running away from her problems, but also running to her estranged sister's forthcoming wedding. When she arrives in New Zealand, her sister is missing on the ridge. And Mia is sort of thrown into her sister's life, and she sort of uncovers a lot of secrets. And then sort of thinks this town is dodgy, too full of secrets, and she starts unearthing everybody's kind of business.
And how do you play in? You play Ewan?
I play Ewan Carmichael, who is the fiancé in grief after his beautiful bride is at the bottom of the mountain. And so he sort of sets about with Mia to try and uncover the truth as well. But what you sort of find is through their grief and shock of what's happened, they're sort of drawn together in kind of illicit and strange ways, which really complicates the mission to uncover what happened to the sister.
Yeah, one can imagine that sort of relationship would throw a spanner in the works.
Yeah, good for TV, not for real life.
Is your character a good bloke, or is he complex?
He's always complex. I like to play the complex characters. I think everyone's complex, right? So even if you say someone's good, they're probably not. But Ewan's definitely in the grey realm. He's a bit of an upstart. He's a wealthy heir to a place called Korimako Estate, which is this big, beautiful old estate in somewhere in the South Island.
Oh.
So his parents are kind of from the old country, old Scots, right? So he's sort of first-born generation New Zealander. And he has a bit of a succession vibe going on with him. And he is sort of out to keep his claim of being the heir to his fortune, I guess.
Yeah, those sort of landholding, wealth-related tensions are quite interesting out in the country.
Yeah, exactly. And he wears this mask that he's an environmentalist, so he's trying to be the force of rewilding in New Zealand. So he wants to keep all invasive and non-native species out, especially of his estate and out of his place of...
Reminds me of this. Oh, was it a Scottish lord? Some young lord was rewilding his property up in that neck of the woods. And have you heard of him? I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but he was going hard and just putting the whole estate back to the way it was.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, I looked into a lot of it. There's even this whole philosophy around putting wolves on, if you're a rewilder, on your property. And so there's a little bit of that which is weaved into the show too. So it's quite... it's got this kind of gothic fairy tale darkness to it, which suits really well to the New Zealand rural setting, I believe. And it's interesting. I love the fact that the UK and New Zealand are joining forces in storytelling.
Yeah, how was that to work with? Because it was Scottish Kiwi co-production.
Yeah, really cool. I mean, it's difficult because we're on different time frames and very similar but also very different in the way that, in our humour and the way that we want to tell stories. So I think the collaboration was really exciting, and it creates something very fresh for our eyes as New Zealand audiences that we're not used to, just from the usual sort of what we're used to here, I guess. But also having international talent come on, it lifts everybody's game.
Yeah. And I feel like, just... generalizing and stereotyping, but I feel like there is some sort of synergy between Kiwis and Scots, or quite humble and just getting stuff done.
There's a real grit that that we share. It's funny though, working with Lauren, you know, because I do have Scottish lineage in my family.
You wear a kilt in the series.
I do. And that was a big thing because they were like, you're not allowed to wear a kilt that's not your own, you know. But in the end, we did for a colour palette look, yeah, you know. But in the end, I actually wore a kilt from Lauren's side of her family. Uh-huh. So it still was, you know, within the realm. But yeah, where that was the first time I got to wear a kilt.
Yeah, amazing. Did you go full authentic with it?
I did, and I don't know if that was appropriate for a workplace setting, but I did, yeah.
Was it? I mean, he's got Scottish lineage, but he's a New Zealander. Do you play yeah, Kiwi characters that often? Was it nice to
Yeah,
play
it's
one?
Nice to play in my own accent again.
Yeah.
Because often it's Americanized or Canadianized. But yeah, it was kind of weird for me to be in my own accent. It's like, oh gosh, now I don't feel like I'm hiding behind a character.
Did it feel like you weren't at work because you just had the Kiwi accent on?
Or? Yeah, I mean, everyone's got a Kiwi accent. It's, it's strange. I don't know. I mean, for you and I kind of put a bit of a toff on top of the accent because he's, you know, a bit well-to-do.
And because where is it meant to be set? Like, is it a fictional town, South
Island?
Yeah,
it is a fictional town, but it's like a nondescript place in the South Island, in the fairy tale realm. But we filmed all over, so there are some scenes that are shot in the South Island, some that are shot in Scotland, and a lot in the outskirts of Auckland, like Bethel's Beach and Coatesville.
So kind we're of dark, rolling landscape sort of thing.
Yeah, which we have in spades.
Do you think there's like a sort of inherent mystery to our small towns in New Zealand? Like, I love, you know, going around the country and you get to a cinematic little place and you sort of can just feel something's happened here or something could happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's the greatest thing about our landscapes. They all tell stories in themselves. And I think that was a big part of creating this show, was getting the settings, you know, right, which is why we shot all over the place. But yeah, there's definitely, look, I feel like you go into a New Zealand town and it is full of secrets.
Yeah.
And you don't get to find them out unless you sort of lay down and be a local, and that takes 20 years.
Yeah, you're not a local for decades anyway.
Yeah.
And everyone sort of knows each other and knows everyone's business. And
yeah.
Do you have any favourite small towns around the country?
I love Pairoa because of its fame.
Yes, good and vintage shopping there as well.
And incredible vintage shopping. And, you know, you're always passing through. You get to pass through there. That's a good stop off. Where else? I mean, we've just got so many.
Yeah, I love Oban on Stewart Island.
Oh, I have never been.
There's like, I don't want to say 30 people. It's not that small, but it's very small. There's like 20 kilometres of road and you can stay above the pub, and it's one of like maybe two accommodation in this tiny little town, and they give you earplugs by your bed because the pub's downstairs. So and it just, there's all these characters there, and like very you feel curious. Like you're in a, you feel like you're in a movie.
That's crazy. I was actually going to shoot a movie there, but it fell over. But they do the cage great white shark diving down there, don't
they? I think so. And I absolutely would never, would you?
Well, I was going to for this film. That was the character's occupation. And I would hate to do that.
That's my absolute worst nightmare.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. You did, actually, I saw you in something recently, The Blow.
Yeah.
On the boat.
No Escape.
Yes, No Escape. That was good. That was very unsettling to watch. It was good. It sort of had this creeping unease of like, what's going on?
That again was a co-production between like Australia, the UK and Denmark or somewhere like that. But that was really cool because we had, again, different directors and, you know, different sort of sensibilities, which creates something really, you know, fresh to watch. But that was also shot just after COVID had sort of, you know, started to go away and the world started opening up again. So we shot that in Phuket in Thailand.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I got out of the country, and Thailand was just empty.
Whoa.
Just empty. So it was really strange phenomenon to shoot. We're all housed up in this resort, beautiful resort, but it was just us. You know, so usually you go to Thailand and it's packed to the rafters. But yeah, really cool. That was also based off a book, a novel, but a really nice dark character to play.
Have you found yourself drawn to dark characters like Ewan? Like, there's a few of them in your recent kind of CV.
The offers keep getting darker and darker. I'm like, oh. But, yeah, I am drawn. I mean, it's fun to play, you know, someone who hides secrets or, you know, is not telling the truth. That's always interesting. But, yeah, I just seems I must have the look now that that they like that he's the dark character. So,
because you're a bit older now, you've sort of weathered a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
look like you've maybe seen things and done things.
Yeah, the lines are working for me. The lines on my face, that is.
There's not many listeners at home. Because I remember you back in being Eve, Neighbours, like 2002, I think, was right. when I first saw you on my little television screen.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I started out in Being Eve and then Neighbours, and I was actually here when the Maidment Theatre was here.
Yeah.
In this quadrant out here, and I did Maidment Youth Theatre.
Really?
Yeah. And then I worked with ATC. We did Streetcar Named Desire right here in the theatre that's no longer there.
Yeah.
And then I got cast in Neighbours from that theatre production of Streetcar Named Desire. So this place is, you know, integral to...
Right downstairs in the quad, it was all started. How did they find you? Was there a casting agent?
Casting agent was in town, watched the show.
And went to the Uni Theatre to see this production.
Yeah, because it was an Auckland Theatre Company show. It was a good production. And then I got an offer to audition. And they also auditioned a bunch of other Kiwi actors, and Michelle Ang was also cast at the same time, so we went over and became Australian soap stars for a bit.
Yeah, had to learn a twang.
Yeah, I had to, because I had a very thick Kiwi accent, and I'd basically never left the country, and they had a dialect coach for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
On a daily basis.
Well, you got to learn to say, you know, beer and pool.
Yeah, pool.
Yeah, it's quite mate. Different, and because. You had a different surname then, right?
Yeah, I had my father's surname, and then I went to Hollywood and they suggested that I change my name. So I took my mother's name, which is the Scots and Irish side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was Bunyan and now you're Ryan.
Yeah.
Which feels more you.
Well, all my people in my real life call me Jay Bunyan.
Yeah.
And then in my work life, everyone calls me Jay Ryan.
Kind of help having that sort of boundary. These two, it's it like does. Beyonce, you know, you've got two different personas.
Should have just been called JJ or something. You know, another thing that happened is back in the day when everyone looked up the phone book to get a phone number, there was only 10 Bunyans in the phone book. So my family, most of them were, you know, direct relatives, would be like, Jay, we get calls, people randomly asking if you live here all the time. So that was also a factor, was so I could, you know, give some peace to my family.
Yeah, a bit of anonymity. Because how old were you when you went over to Hollywood?
It was straight after Neighbours, so I was like 20, 21.
Whoa, was that buzzy landing in LA at that age and that time when everything was sort of going gangbusters?
It was buzzy. It was, but also in retrospect, it was fun because it's so different now there as an actor. You just, it's hard to get in the door, meet people. It just doesn't happen. Everything's self-taped. But yeah, it was cool. I lived in Venice Beach with a bunch of other Australian Kiwi actors. We actually then moved up to West Hollywood, and we lived in Jim Morrison from The Doors, his first original very small apartment he lived in with his girlfriend at the time. And it was a museum. So people from, you know, fans of The Doors would go and hold vigils at this little apartment block. But the city changed the law, and you couldn't have, like, entertainment purposes in a suburban area. So this lady that owned the place rented it to me and two other Australian actors. And so, we lived in Jim Morrison's original little pad. And, you know, people would still come and go, can we, you know, hold a vigil here? They'd leave things in the garden.
That is crazy.
Illegal things.
Ooh,
for Jim.
I bet they did.
And so just like it was good times, and it was the original Hollywood days, you know. Now it's hard to connect with people.
Yeah.
Because everything is so shut off and shut down.
Yeah, and because when you sort of came up, there was sort of a cohort of acting, Kiwi acting talent sort of out there. Because were you same era as Anthony Starr and like obviously Fleur Saville and people
Martin
like that?
Henderson. There was definitely a bunch of us over there. More so a bunch of Australian actors too.
Mm.
But, you know, we were all one and the same when we were there.
Yeah.
I mean, there still is. There's still people over there that are living their lives and working well in the industry. But, you know, I started to not love it as much because I always love working at home. And in Australia, there's just kind of a great collaboration here and things aren't kind of so full on. So I thought people are like, you know, really trying to get work here. There's a desperation level in LA, you know, in Hollywood. And I thought, while they're all doing this, I'm going to go back to Australasia and take the work that nobody's asking for because they're trying to make it in Hollywood. So I kind of did it backwards.
Yeah.
And then I started getting more attention in LA once I worked here a bit more.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so much sort of filming happening down here and in Australia as well. So yeah. it's not like the projects aren't here.
Yeah. That's right.
Did you come back to Auckland and were you born and bred in Auckland before?
Yeah. I was born and based in West Auckland and I still, you know, hang out there and it's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
I was born and raised here and then I moved to Aussie with neighbours obviously and then sort of, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, Auckland, Wellington. Mm-hmm. I've lived all over.
Yeah, but here's home.
Definitely.
Yeah. Does that help you sort of stay grounded, down to earth, not lose your mind?
I think so, yeah. I mean, me and my family have been living in Canada for the last 15 years on and off in Toronto and we, you know, got our permanent residency and thought we were going to knuckle down and you know, be in Canada. But we just spent the last year there and we thought, oh, there's nowhere like New Zealand. So we ended up dropping it and coming home.
Yeah.
It just feels safer here. It is a grind. It's a bit harder here because we're so isolated and far away. But it gave me great perspective of the beautiful place we are in. Yes, we have problems, but they are much smaller compared to what's happening over there.
Yeah, and I mean, the country's so beautiful. And yeah, if you get to do a project like The Ridge, which takes you all across the Motu, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's really special. And people are really collaborative here. You know, you can offer up suggestions of how you think the script can go, but usually in LA, what is on the page is what you have to say, word for word, dot for dot. So I love the freedom of collaboration here.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you have a sort of creative community around you, sort of peers and people in the industry?
Of course. I mean, in my later career, it's kind of how I've kept going is all those relationships that I've had over the years, keeping them, you know, keeping people reaching out, offering help. And in turn, you know, most of my work now is with people that I've worked with before in the past or that I know in the past. And you get a lot of offers now, which is great. I don't have to audition so much. But it's because I've built, you know, a bit of a reputation, I guess, as being, you know, turning up and doing the job.
It's always important, eh? Who are some of the sort of key people you sort of lean on or work with or anyone important to you?
Oh, I mean, that's a tough one. I don't want to name
names. Because if you start naming names, you can leave someone out.
Then I'll be they'll be like, well, why didn't you say me? But no, there's been many, you know, like even like Rena Owen, you know, when we were in LA, she would definitely help us out and be a bit of a North Star.
Yeah.
Keisha Castle Hughes, when I was in Toronto, she would definitely help out and be a North Star as well and keep us grounded. And, so many, many great people out there.
Yeah. To the listener who's just messaged in, we're talking to Jay Ryan, Kiwi actor, who's in The Ridge, which is out soon. I have a couple more questions for you. What are your plans this summer? So, because you, I understand, are a long-time BFM listener.
I am a long-time BFM listener. I still listen to BFM. Even when I'm overseas, I'll often tune in online. Oh. Yes, for nostalgia. And you just got a great repertoire of music.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, why not? Let's keep supporting something like this. This is so rare to have a station like this anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's really special. You should have seen him looking around the studio walls before we started clocking everything. We were just admiring the gig guide.
The gig guide.
Yeah.
You know, I love the gig guide. It makes we have such a great city and country.
Yeah. Have you got anything on your calendar, any gigs you're going to if you're...
Well, I mean, looking at this list here, I definitely want to go to the Pixies.
Yes, November 23rd, the Town Hall.
That's where we'll be. But yeah, I mean, have you got any free tickets available?
Oh, I'll talk to someone and see what we can, if we can dig something up from the bottom of a drawer. Yeah,
but I know. Yeah, we're going into summer, but unfortunately, I'm going to the Arctic.
What?
Yeah, so I have a show called North of North on Netflix, which is the first Inuit comedy.
Wow.
Which is a great half hour little beautiful coming of age story. And so we're going back for a second season up to the Arctic in Iqaluit, which is at the very top of Canada.
Amazing.
And it's going to be very cold because it's going to be January, February.
So you won't really have a summer. You might get a bit of December.
A little bit of December, a little bit of Christmas.
Yeah, amazing. What else is on your slate for the next few months, year? What can we, other than The Ridge, which is coming out October 21st on the Sky Ridge. Open, Sky Go and Neon.
Yes.
What else can you tell us about your schedule and projects?
Oh, well, I'm shooting a bit of a secret project for the ABC in Australia right now, and that's going to be a very, great series, mini-series, with Anna Torv as the lead, and she was the lead in Territory as well, which is the Australian Netflix show. And she's such a force, so I love working with her, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
Nice. Mm. Sounds good. And if anyone's going to tune into The Ridge, I will. It looks kind of like a... mixture between Top of the Lake and Broadchurch, kind of. It's got that sort of,
It does have that sensibility for sure, with a Kiwi sort of lens on it. It's quite a little gothic piece.
Yes.
And Lauren Lyle, who leads the show, is fantastic, really captivating to watch. So, it's definitely worth a watch. Now, if you've got Neon, you can stream it straight away on Tuesday. And if you don't, you can watch it week by week on Sky Open.
Will it all be out on Neon from the start? So you can do a binge session if you...
Yeah, that's the perk,
I guess. That's quite good. I do like stretching it out week to week, though. It gives me something to look forward to and talk to people about before the next installment. Amazing. That's October the 21st. And we've been listening to the lovely... Jay Ryan, someone saying, Kevin from Go Girls.
Yeah, Kev.
Oh, amazing. Do you have any song requests before we let you out the door?
You put me on the spot.
I know, I should have given you a heads up, but I just wanted to test you.
What can we do? What about something from Troy Kingy's new album?
Oh, we can. What have we got that's new from Troy Kingy?
He just released bunch of music.
And here's one with Swidit. Isn't how I remember. Let's play that.
Beautiful.
It's an amazing album with so many collaborations and guest spots. It's pretty cool.
Such a great artist.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Jay. It was so nice to talk to you and meet you.
Thank you for having me. Awesome to be here.
All righty. Here we go. This is Troy Kingy.
Fleeing my Nazi, need red line, need that. A red Honda Odyssey, guess a rare Raiders one way you're hitting the lottery. Look at what they did, the punter be. What did this promised land promise me? When you speak on me, you better be talking astronomy. Cause bitch, I'm a star, nobody gets rich in these heights from burning that broccoli. Honestly, you just a mockery. A bona fide stranger to quality. My name is Monet, you better pronounce this shit properly. Epitaniela fala nisi te vida la tu. Been fika taha since I came out the womb. From kick flips in the cul-de-sac, zoned out in these meetings, all they do is yap. Fuck the oysters, just put the money in the bag. I'd rather be at home chilling with my cats. Manifested this via hood manuscript. I'm the man, scan the PS5 as a bag of chips. Saying land back as I grip the amulet. With the same hands that I hold her ankles with. Since a young buck I had sense. I stay ahead of your camp because you past tense. five-star flag, five-star man shit. Five-star. You haven't left the Ave because you average. If you wear the wrong color in the wrong neighborhood, that's danger. We in the belly of the beast, fuck peace, where everybody just trying to stomach their anger. Pull up on you, that's danger. We simply returning the favors. Put a blade to his head like a bubber in the hood, just giving out a limited tapers. If they want that smoke, then give it. Just know that the bloodline's finished. Self-destructive by nature. Problematic, that's danger.
Okay, let's get it. Life is a mirror. I see you see me and I see that you bitter. Cause you see me shining, I see that you living. I see myself out in the room, we'll get dimmer. Rainbows inside of my jewelry, like I'm supporting the rainbow community. Rappers gon' hand just for me to get bald and start turning them into charcuterie. This ain't a phase. Burger fuel couldn't be for my parade. Smoking these rappers and actually trade. Nike's fresh out of the camera display. I know they wantin' my passion to fade. Baby, I'm a hog like I'm Trey. Praying hands when they see me, okay. Walk around barefoot like I'm Yay.